This is KUNM. I'm Laura Paskus. Flaring, or burning off methane gas during oil drilling, is gaining attention in northwestern New Mexico. Drivers traveling up Highway 550 can see the flames, and scientists can see methane emissions from space. But the federal government, industry, and activists are all trying to figure out what can or should be done. Away from any cities or streetlights, the nights here at Chaco Canyon are dark. Looking up, it takes a little longer than usual to spot even the most familiar constellations. That's because there are so many more stars visible across Orion's shoulders or surrounding Gemini's twins. The skies here are so clear that the national park has been named an International Dark Sky Park. But the modern world is encroaching. On a hilltop about 10 miles outside the park, two flames, and maybe a third, are visible on the dark horizon. They're flares from new oil wells.
A lot of the flares have been along the 550 corridor, and you hear a lot of people kind of going, "What the heck is that? I couldn't believe it."
Mike Eisenfeld doesn't want to see more flares around Chaco or nearby on the Eastern Navajo Nation. He's with the San Juan Citizens Alliance, one of the groups that sued the federal government, asking it to stop approving new wells here until there are more studies. They're worried about how development will affect Chaco, and also water supplies in local communities. But a federal judge denied their request last month. Looking across a narrow valley, Eisenfeld watches two flares in the distance and worries about the methane, the natural gas, that's wasted when it's burned or flared off.
I just think it's sort of a, sad result of our inability to think things through a little bit more thoroughly.
That's our product. That's what we sell. And, you know, we don't want to waste that either through, you know, venting or flaring or, you know, leakage.
Steve Henke directs the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association. During normal drilling operations, workers release natural gas from new wells to clear out impurities and so gases don't build up and cause a blowout. Henke says long-term flaring happens because there isn't pipeline capacity for the gas.
We've taken a lot of steps over the last decade through new technology, retrofit monitoring to understand the sources of fugitive methane and to mitigate that.
Now, industry is going to have to do even more. In August, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released draft rules that call for a 40% cut in emissions of the greenhouse gas. Henke says that anytime new regulations come out, there are going to be concerns.
We hope that EPA will work with us to understand what economic mitigation looks like to maintain the viability of the industry.
But John Goldstein says that tightening things up will cut pollution and benefit industry, not hurt it. He's a senior policy manager with the Environmental Defense Fund, which found that companies drilling on federal and tribal lands were losing more than $350 million a year.
Every molecule of gas that's escaping through a leak and causing pollution or just being burned off at a flare is a molecule that's not being sold and taxpayers can't see the royalty revenue from it. Tribes can't see the revenue from it. The oil and gas companies themselves can't earn the revenue from it.
According to the report, about $100 million worth of gas was wasted in 2013 in New Mexico alone. Fixing this problem isn't just a local issue. Goldstein points out that NASA and other scientists concerned about climate change are studying unusually high methane concentrations in the Four Corners area. For now, the EPA's proposed rule is open for public comment and could be finalized next year. For KUNM, I'm Laura Paskus.
Funding for KUNM's Drilling Deep series comes from the New Venture Fund. Find out more online at KUNM.org.